Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, September 7th through Monday, September 13th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. This is a meaty podcast. After a couple of months of the slimmed down versions, I was beginning to question my research skills, but it turns out it took a while for events to kick back up after the summer lull. So okay then, we'll start this podcast by noting a couple of activities focused on better addressing the needs of older adults. The U.S. Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion hosts a two-day Healthy Aging Symposium on September 8th and 9th. Panel presentations are organized around the Social Determinants of Health framework. If you want more of a local focus on aging, Austin Up kicks off its Age Friendly Austin Forum Series on September 9th around the topic of civic engagement and participation. There will be a different discussion topic each month through December. Also, around the topic of civic engagement, Battleground Texas hosts several training opportunities for those individuals who want to be trained to be volunteer deputy voter registrars in Travis County. This week, trainings take place on Tuesday and Saturday. Since the Central Texas economy is heating up, so are the opportunities for Central Texans to connect with employment opportunities, for small businesses to consider strategies for growth, and for local stakeholders to assist local officials in updating local workforce plans. Jobvertising.com is hosting a job fair on Tuesday at 11 a.m., and DiversityX hosts a hiring event on Wednesday at 11 a.m. focused on connecting minority candidates with employers who value diversity. In terms of planning for economic growth and recovery, the Austin Business Journal hosts the Austin San Antonio Growth Summit on September 13th at 11 a.m. Participants will discuss economic growth trends, and a panel will address the theme, The Rise of Edge Cities. In addition, Workforce Solutions Capital Area begins its public engagement process relating to updating the Austin Area Community Workforce Plan. The engagement session this week is on Thursday at 1 p.m. and focuses on Strategy 2 of the Workforce Plan pertaining to training programs and opportunities. Regarding small business support and development, the Greater Austin Black Chamber hosts its first Thursday session on the topic of procurement. Also on Tuesday, the Greater Austin Hispanic Chamber hosts a session on addressing the wealth gap for small businesses, and the Austin LGBT Chamber hosts a forum on changes to federal health insurance. In addition, the city's Small Business Division hosts a training session on small business financing on Wednesday at 9 a.m. To help support our local economy, we highlight several marketplaces at which you can support local entrepreneurs. This month's Free to Friday ATX Marketplace events take place on September 11th and 12th. The event on Saturday takes place at Veracruz All Natural on Weberville Road, and the event on Sunday takes place at Luster Pearl. The Austin Flea is at Captain Quackenbush's on Saturday at 11 a.m., and this week you can also attend the Radio Coffee and Flea Market on Sunday starting at 10 a.m. And the last economic-related opportunity we'll highlight is the last week of ATX Black Food Week. Black Food Week aims to provide the Austin community with information about and support for Austin's new and long-standing Black-owned restaurants. This week, highlighted businesses include Slab Barbecue, Hoover's Kitchen, Tastes of Ethiopia, Mr. Catfish, Anything Baked Potato, and the Big Easy Bar and Grill, among others. We move on to a few recurring events relating to the pandemic response. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. On our podcast calendar, in the Monday listing, we include the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free event recommendation for this episode, which is a fall music series at The Grove at South Park Meadows. September artists include Pat Byrne, The Night Owls, The Derailers, and Ricky Duran. I'll end the podcast by noting a couple of noteworthy dates being commemorated. Although we won't really discuss 16 de septiembre, which is Mexican Independence Day, until next week, the day-long music festival that usually happens at Fiesta Gardens will take place on Saturday, September 11th, since the 16th of September falls on a Thursday. And as I just mentioned, Saturday is September 11th, in fact, the 20th anniversary of that tragic and fateful day in our country's history. On Thursday, the Clements Center for National Security, the Strauss Center for International Security and Law, and the Intelligence Studies Project will host Our War in Afghanistan, Recollection, Consequence, and Opportunity. This war began in the aftermath of and response to 9/11 and has drawn to a close in recent days. There are many impactful documentaries that are being produced to mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. On the podcast calendar, we include a link to a story from Reuters about some of those productions. Also, while there are many commemorations in Central Texas, I haven't yet found a master list of those activities. When we do, we'll add a list or multiple links to that listing on the podcast calendar as well. We and our country remain forever changed due to the events that unfolded on September 11th, 2001. We must remain forever vigilant for those enemies of the U.S., both foreign and domestic, that mobilize to attack our democratic values and institutions through senseless attacks on the American people. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.